Today is Monday, March 22nd, 2004. You are listening to Default Daily. Alright, y'all. What is up, everybody? This is Decoder. Default Daily. Telephonic version. And right now, it's about 4:15 p.m. on the East Coast. And I'm here, chilling with a good friend of Default, the Default family. Say what's up, bro.
What is going on, everybody?
That is, of course, Doug. The engineer of the Default Radio.
But not Default Daily.
Not Default Daily, because I'm the engineer of Default Daily. If we really need an engineer. And yeah, man, this is another fine episode, a fine installment of the Daily Default program that you could hear on the telephone right here at area code 206-222-5585. Isn't that right, motherfucker?
That's right. It's default voicemail greeting that's updated every day.
That's right. Well, almost every day. We didn't update it on Sunday. But then again, I had said on Friday that I wasn't going to update it the entire weekend. So we did it on Saturday.
Yeah.
A long one. Man, I didn't even realize how long Not Theory and I went. It was like almost 40 minutes.
I know. Like I told you earlier, it just felt like it was 15 minutes long.
Dude, it was I couldn't believe it. Yeah, it felt like it was 15 minutes when we were doing it, but it was like almost—it was 35 minutes long. I couldn't fucking believe it. But
hopefully
anyway,
no one was paying for that.
What happened now?
Hopefully, no one was paying for that.
Yeah, hopefully, right? But anyway, as I said in the past, my personal voicemail—if you want to leave me anything, you want to say what's up—is 206-333-1942. That's 206-333-1942, and I want to give a big shout to Gray Area, who left us a lot of messages. He was out there hacking T-Mobile boxes, doing a lot of crazy stuff, man. That guy left a lot of messages. We did indeed. We lost a few of them because we got an influx of messages on, I think it was Friday. We got a shitload of fucking messages, and some of them got bumped out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think I heard almost all of them. I might have missed a few, but I think I heard almost all of them. So, yeah, big shouts to Gray Area. And big shouts, of course, to Punchdown, because he did, like I said, he said he's setting up a bunch of these recordings from phone trips out here on Laser voicemail boxes. And soon, it's not up yet, kind of like my directory, which is going to be on 206-888-3334, isn't up yet. His directory isn't recorded yet, as far as I know, but that his directory for all the phone trips recordings that he's going to have up is going to be 206-208-1979. 206-208-1979. And, yeah, you know, when he gets the directory up, man, there's going to be a lot of shit there. So for those without internet access, if you want to hear the fucking phone trips recordings, or somebody like me who doesn't want to deal with real audio, you can just call it up, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. What's
who
going on?
Who likes real audio?
What happened?
Because who likes real audio?
Well, apparently Evan Doorbell and Mark Benet like real audio.
It must be a copyright thing. I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway.
Tell me why the people use them.
So what's up in the world of Doug and Doug TV? Oh, by the way, give out your voicemail, Doug, to the people who want to know your personal voicemail. Give it out.
909-212-DOUG.
That's 909-212-DOUG, for those of you who can't spell.
Which is 3684.
So for those of you who have no number, no letters on the numbers.
Right.
Yep. So we're hooking everybody up out here with Default Daily, man. The people love it. We're going to try to make this one a little shorter, though. So for everyone who sat through, like, the 3 hours that Not Theory and I did, or really, it was literally, like, 35, almost 40 minutes.
It was a good one, though.
It was a good one. And if you missed it, right, you can still hear it. And it's currently on the phone number 206-376-5798. See, if you call up 206-376-5798, you can still hear that the episode that Not Theory and I did on Saturday. And, of course, they're all kind of recorded on other phone numbers, and soon I'll have a special directory just for those. So if you missed an episode, I'm going to have a directory that you can call up, and you could hear, you know, the different phone numbers where they're still available, which I keep doing that. I copy them onto phone numbers every day. Seriously, I don't fuck around, man. I don't fuck around. I'm out of fucking control.
Do you think we should put classic default radio episodes on these voicemails?
Well, we might not be able to because of the DTMF situation. You see, the thing is that any DTMF will kill this recording.
And yeah,
MF passes over this, I think. But and another thing that I haven't done, and I'm gonna start doing, the intro music that you heard. I don't know if I said Saturday's intro music was a band called Strike Under and a song called Elephant's Graveyard, and that was actually on the Wax Tracks label. It was, I'm pretty sure, the first or second record available on Wax Tracks. I think the first one. So that was the first record ever on the Wax Tracks label, and that was, like I said, Strike Under Elephant's Graveyard. And what you heard today, the intro music we had today, was a band called Acid Horse, which is members of Ministry and a few other people. Acid Horse, and the name of the song was called No Name, No Slogan, which actually should have been the theme song for Untitled Radio. No title, no show.
No name.
No name, no slogan. But that was the song, Acid Horse. Fucking really, really cool band, Acid Horse. So yeah, man, that's about the size of this. That's about the, it's where we are right now, you know? Oh, and I got some other numbers, man, you know? I'm going to drop some numbers here. I was doing a little random dialing, and I came across something really interesting. In area code 213, the Exchange 213 has a bunch of party lines and other weird stuff on there, okay? So this is right. NPA 213, Exchange 213. And on the suffix 6070, so this is phone number 213-213-6070, there's a, like, a fake voicemail menu, you know what I'm saying? And it's for Enron, but it's fake, you know, and it just says a lot of dumb stuff about Enron. And it's pretty funny, right? But the weirdest part about this thing is that after it gives you the fake voicemail menu, where it lets you know, for this, press 1, for that, press 2, and it's pretty funny, you should call it up, 213-213-6070. It plays a song about Enron, right? A funny song about Enron. But then if you sit there and listen to the song in its entirety, what happens is, instead of being disconnected or something, you get dropped into the rejection line, which I don't know if anyone knows what the rejection line is, but if you go to, what's the URL, Doug? Is it rejectionline.com? I think it's therejectionline.com, but in any event, it drops you into the rejection line, and what's interesting about this is that originally the rejection line, which is basically this, it's a fake number that you would give out to people, that you don't want to have your number. Like, say a chick is hitting on you and she's ugly, or fucking if you're a girl and a dude is hitting on you and he's a bum, you give him this fake number. And when you call it up, it says, like, you have been rejected, you know what I'm saying? And just says a bunch of dumb stuff.
It's rejectiononline.com.
It's not rejectiononline.com.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Rejectline.com, that's what it is.
Rejectionline.com. RejectionLine.com.
You know what it looked like? It looked like reject online.
Yeah, I know. I understand. But anyway, so yeah, rejectionline.com. Now, originally, it was only in Seattle, only in the 206 area code, kind of like the number we're on right now, right? And they started getting numbers in other locations. But the thing was, originally, when they started getting other numbers, they weren't the same rejection line. It was a different recording. And they were all pretty stupid, except for the Seattle one. The Seattle one was the only humorous one out of the bunch, right? Well, okay. Now, today, almost, I think there's only one that's different. So I'm just going to say all, because, you know, it's close enough to all. All the fucking rejection lines, all the numbers they list there, for every different location, are all the exact same one, the original Seattle one. So I guess they figured out the other ones were dumb. But the weird thing about this number 213-213-6070 that plays you that fake Enron message is that after the music, it drops you into the rejection line. But one of the old, it drops into the old L.A. rejection line that isn't even around anymore, that you can't reach through the L.A. number. You get, like, the original Seattle one now when you call the L.A. number. So it's just really interesting. It's really interesting. And another number that I found on there was actually a daily horoscope hotline. And, you know, these things don't, horoscope lines don't exist anymore unless they're in, like, 976 form. You know what I'm saying? But this one apparently is free, 213-213-6070. 6077. Now, I'm not quite sure, but it might be the POTS to an F to a 976 number. That's what I'm thinking. And it really sucks too, because once you start playing something, you can't get out of the system, you can't get out of the menu. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a real big piece of shit. But if you want to check it out, the Daily Horoscope line at 213-213-6077. And I don't know. That's about all the news I got for today, Doug. You got anything on here that you want to say?
They have a rejection line even in England and stuff. That's crazy.
They have, and you know, they also have
the numbers.
If you're checking out the rejection line, if you're checking out rejectionline.com, they also have this thing called the Telemarketer's Nightmare, which plays some weird number. It's like some weird recording that, you know, that they tell you to give the number out in places where you think that number might end up on a telemarketer list.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty funny, actually. So if you check out rejectionline.com, then you'll find all the rejection lines and maybe one in your area, you know, and also the Telemarketer's Nightmare, which is also pretty funny. So don't forget to check those things out. You know, these are weird, odd things on telephone numbers, which is what I'm into, man. I'm into odd things on telephone numbers. That's the reason we're doing this show. So that's why I'm telling you about the Enron number and the rejection line and the Daily Horoscope. Because, yeah, it's nothing all that great. It's not some leap fucking switch dial-up, you know, but it's some it's some dumb shit in a telephone number, and that happens
well,
to be
I'm
an
more about, I'm more about air recordings than I am about, you know, PBXs. And
yeah, me too, man. Me too. I'm the same way. Like, error messages to me are just fucking cool as shit. You know what I'm saying? And there's so many different ones from different areas, and, then, you know, you just hear different accents, kind of like the stuff on phone trips. And it's just, it's really cool. To me, it's really cool, you know? I don't care about hacking PBXs. I got a limited long distance, fuck. Fuck you, bitch. You know what I'm saying? If I want to divert, if I want to fucking divert and mask my telephone number, I go down the block to the Hindu store and I pick up a phone card for $2 that'll give me like 3 hours of calling time. I mean, come on. It's not even worth fucking hacking extenders or dumb shit like that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have a bunch of dial-outs. And to tell you the God honest truth, No, I'm not going to give out any
of them.
No, that's just getting people in trouble. I have a bunch of them. I have a handful of dial-outs. And to be perfectly honest, I very, very, very rarely even use them. And, I mean, it works. It's good because they stay up, in a sense. I mean, I could give a few out, and they go down within a week.
Right.
So...
There's been one that's been out for the longest time, and they still haven't fixed their PBX. It's still working. So
is this a certain retail party supply conglomerate chain?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to say any names here, but it rhymes with party shitty. And so you make a guess on what it is.
Yeah, there's like five or six of them that still work. So.
There's a bunch that still work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are ways to dial out. You don't need to fear, man. You don't need to go out there. Listen, go find cool fucking error recordings and stuff like that. Find these weird numbers with a horoscope on it or fucking a weird Enron thing. Or find these weird numbers that where you're going to be able to listen to us talk a bunch of shit.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I have like the 9 trillion recordings still stuck in my head, you know.
Dude, apparently, I didn't even know this. Not only is the 9 trillion recording, and also one of my 9X payphone recordings on Art of Hacking, which I'm a little mad about because I'm going to set the record straight right here. If you go to Art of Hacking and check out the 9 trillion number, which basically is a recording that we've played it on default. It's, you know, it's some lady saying, please deposit $9,999,000,007. Some bullshit like that. Right? And Rigel 5 actually found that. I told him where to look. Like, I was scanning the exchange, but I was going from a different end, and he was going from that end. So, yeah, if you want to get down, if you want to, you know, split hairs here, of course, Rigel 5 found it. And as a matter of fact, I've submitted that to websites that are interested in recordings like that. I've submitted that number, and I've said, look, I'm giving this to you, but credit should be given to Rigel 5. But, you know, they didn't. They gave the credit to me. So, Rigel 5, if you're pissed, you know, I don't blame you. But he found it. So just to set the record straight, Rigel 5 found the trillion recording. But on a side note of Art of Hacking, all of the Jenny recordings are on there. They're all there. It's so fucking funny, too, because it has the original one, or not the very first one, but the second one. I don't think they have the original one. I don't know if anyone has that. But it has the second one. Right? And it is called Jenny 2, which is really odd, because they don't have the first one. But it says, like, you know, fucking 8675309 hacked, right? And then there's the one, the error message saying that it's out of service, and it's been changed to this number. And it says, like, you know, it's still hacked, right? And then there's the third one, which is the one that's currently on there, telling you to go to, like, 4 different websites. And it's fucking, like, italic, still hacked. So funny, man. But, yeah, if you want to check it out, I think it's on a couple of different area codes now. And I think as of right now, it's not only 212-867-5309, but it's also in area codes 415-208-469 and one more that I can't think of offhand.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's definitely...
I edited the 7AMAC digital recording once because it always says, like, it only says, you know, please deposit and the amount, the 9 trillion or whatever. But that's it. It doesn't have for the next, like, 10 minutes, so I spliced it once with, like, another female recording voice where it's like, for the next 10 minutes, please deposit. Then I have that 7-digit, you know, ANAC, the 9 trillion recording, right?
Yeah.
And then I have the other lady spliced in for the next 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah. Not bad. You're making the spliced up recordings. As a matter of fact, we got to talk about something a little later. So anybody who's interested in the 8675309 numbers, you might want to check it out a little later tonight and see if it's changed, because it very well might change. Anyway, back on this. So I don't know, man. You got anything? Because that's it. That's all the numbers I got to give out today.
I discovered recently on Vonage to make free 401 calls.
Oh, you know how to make the free 401 on Vonage now?
Yeah, because on Packet 8, it used to be you can dial 800-555-1212, and it's not the toll-free. It's the actual directory assistance. Like,
yeah,
they recently just got rid of that.
That always struck me as very odd, where when you dial, of course, and Gray Area actually left a message about that. Mention that dude again, because he calls a lot. He left a message about the 800-555-1212, which is the toll-free directory assistance. It's directory assistance for toll-free business numbers. And it's powered by TellMe, which, of course, TellMe is 800-555-TELL. 8355. Now, I never understood why that 800 number on Packet 8 would give you an actual DA operator.
I don't know. It's like, it just says, you know, National Directory Assistance, you know, and it's free because, you know, they can't charge you for 401 calls. You just get a reward.
They can't charge you for 800 calls is what you mean.
Oh, yeah, they can't even do that, you know. And so on Vonage, it used to be, when Vonage first start came out, it was always a reorder because anything 555 would be blocked out.
Yeah.
But now they have it where any MPA 555, you'll get charged for because they have 401.
But they can't with 800.
What do you do?
They can't.
But with 800, it used to be the toll-free directory assistance, but now they changed it to national directory assistance, which is free because they can't charge you.
Exactly.
So, I don't know what they're doing.
Now, I found local prepaid phone cards around here, right, where when
right.
I try to dial 800-555 anything, like, say, the ANAC, 800-555-1140, it tries to deduct $1.25 from the card because of the fact that if I was dialing, it lets me dial directory assistance. So if I was dialing a regular MPA, you know, a POTS MPA with 555,
yeah.
going to charge me $1.25. Well, they were also trying to do that on 800s. And this is some prepaid phone card company, so there's really nobody to complain to. But Vonage or Packet 8, for instance, where you're ordering service for them, through them, they're not able to charge you, whether it's 800-555 or not. You're going to have to call them up and inform them, be like, hey, man, I don't know how much you know about telephony, but in Watts 555 is not a fucking directory assistance number. It's just a regular exchange.
Yeah, exactly.
Businesses, you
but
can get
like, I can dial other, like the ANAC and stuff, fine, you know. It was just always 1212 in block.
Well, that's
know,
the thing. People don't realize that 555XXXX is directory assistance, but not in Watts, on POTS.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it was like my friend was always like, when they would see a Geico commercial, it'd always be 800-555. He's like, what? That must be fake.
So that's what they would think, you know. And a lot of times I was watching Conan O'Brien, for instance, and they were giving out a fake number. And it was an 800-555 number.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, lucky for them, it was a fucking reorder or something that couldn't be completed as dialed. It wasn't a valid number. I even called it the rest board to see, and nobody owned it. So it was an empty number. Yeah, it was an invalid number. So, but yeah, people got to watch out for that. 800-555 is not a charge number, man. That's a in Watts, regular fucking Watts number. So anyway, I don't know, man. I think, how long have we been going, bro? Because I don't want to make these shows too long.
I have no idea. I'd say about 15 minutes.
Yeah, we might have to cut it pretty short here because, I mean, this is just the daily, man. I don't know what happened on Saturday with Not Theory and I. We just went on forever. But
what are we going to do for Default Radio?
Shut up, man. We're going to have good stuff for Default Radio. As a matter of fact, there's something in the works for Default Radio, definitely. There's something in the works.
Yes.
Yeah, most definitely. We're going to have to change it.
Lucky's not coming back, is he?
Huh?
Lucky's not coming back, is he?
Maybe. You'll have to wait and see.
Aw.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's going to be pissed, but, you know, we might have to do it. But what I'm saying is that with Default Radio, I originally wanted to make it very free form where it would just be a bunch of us get on the line and just go. You know what I'm saying? Just right. Unscripted, uncut, raw fucking shit. You know what I'm saying?
Too hot for Default Daily.
Yeah. Too hot for Default Daily, exactly. But now with the Daily, which is basically just, you know, a supplement to Default Radio, even though we're getting more people calling this than fucking on the live stream of Default Radio, you know, maybe I should www.defaultradio.com. Be sure to check it out in case you don't. But anyway, we're going to have to, this right here, this Default Daily, this is going to be my creative outlet for just off the cuff. We just come out here and say whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
What this is going to eventually turn into. Right now it's a little more formal because I want to get people used to it. This is really just a way to get people to actually see the potential for these laser voice mailboxes. And that's it. And eventually this is going to morph into something a little bit different. Not too much different, because, you know, you can never really expect anything too much different from me. You know, I'm always going to come out with the same shit every time. But seriously, I can't be any different than I am. I'm just being myself, and that's I'm not going to come out here and be an actor or anything else. But Default Radio, excuse me, I'm losing my voice here. I need to take a drink. Grab this fucking Arizona iced tea. Big shouts to Arizona for their iced tea.
Big shout to Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah. Well, even bigger shout to Arizona, because there's a lot of fucking hackers and freaks in Arizona, man.
Yeah.
A lot, man. A lot.
Slip.
Slip. Neuro. Fucking. There's a bunch of people out there, man. But anyway, Default Radio is going to become more of a, it's going to be more topical. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have actual topics. Guests.
Uh-huh.
Not just fucking somebody who I see on AIM 5 minutes before we record and say, yo, dude, want to come on Default Radio? It's going to be, like, more, not more formal, because formal is, like, a bad word to me, but it's going to be more topical. We're going to have actual things planned out. And Default Daily.
It's going to be more network prime time instead of
yeah, it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be prime time, man. Hey, it's Friday night, man. It's Friday night, 10 o'clock. That's what people want to hear. They want to hear some planned out shit. We're going to have, like I said, stories, everything else. As a matter of fact, it was fucking so funny. Stank Dog, I was talking to him on AIM a little earlier, and he was listening to Default 17. That was
yeah.
the episode with Not Theory, the long one, the two-hour-long one. And he was like, wow, you're, like, reading news stories? Did you have gasp show notes? And I just started laughing, man. I said, nah. The thing was that we just had nothing. So I just got a bunch of stories about telecom and got on there.
He posted on the forums about 17.
Did he?
Yeah.
That was actually less scripted than any other episode, and he said it came off more scripted. But if you want, Default 17 actually is going to be more like what Default Radio is going to sound like in the future. We're going to have news stories. We're going to have, it's going to be topical. And then we're going to have some guests, a very, very special guest in the future. In the coming weeks, there's going to be a lot of shit going down on Default Radio, so make sure you check it out. And like I said, this, the telephonic version, the daily Default program on the telephone, is going to be the more off-the-cuff, free-form type of just whatever. We just do whatever. We get on here every day.
For the cheap fuckers that don't have internet.
Exactly. We're going to get on here every day, and we're just going to bullshit. That's what it's going to be like. So you're going to see a little bit, small changes coming, very small. You might not even notice them, but I'm going to work at it. I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to fucking work at this to just make small little tweaks on this show and on Default Radio. That's what you're going to see in the future, man. So on that note, I think we're about to get out of here, man.
Yep.
Yeah, so you know. And if you notice, I never said a tagline on here, because this is not Default Radio, and these voicemails are not on Default, so don't try to hack them, you know, later. You going to say later, Doug?
Oh, later.
All right, very good.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.